I turned on the news today. I'm offended, I'm offended. Then I took a glance at the front page. I'm offended, I'm offended. I heard some guys joking at my workplace. I'm offended, I'm offended. It's getting hard to find myself a safe space. I'm offended, I'm offended. If we're not offended, it's unusual. Welcome to Offended, the musical. When you get offended, it's beautiful. Welcome to Offended, the musical. It's time to get offended, the musical.
Most kids love their birthday. They look forward to gifts and to fun. But I hate my birthday. I might be the only one.
My birthday's all my worst days. Oh, they're the worst days. It's probably because my birthday is literally on the worst day.
Birthday's on September 11th. Nobody's got nice things to say.
Nice things to say.
Birthday on September 11th. 11th. I wish Bin Laden waited a day.
You couldn't wait. You couldn't wait another day.
Some kids have birthdays on Christmas. Some have birthdays on Halloween. They complain about the crossover. I think that's kind of mean.
And everyone knows they run and laugh around. But my birthday's on a day that stuff came crashing down. Oh, so now I'm here alone in my room. Thinking about everybody's sad today. It's supposed to be my birthday, but I can't enjoy it, 'cause Bin Laden threw it away.
Birthday's on September 11th.
Ooh.
Nobody's got nice things to say.
Nothing nice.
Birthday on September 11th. I wish Bin Laden waited a day.
I wish you waited a day. I wish you waited a day.
Whenever I mention when my birthday is, everybody says, oh, too bad.
Too bad.
The reality is, I don't even know my dad.
The reason I don't know my dad that way is 'cause he disappeared on that day. The sadness I cried on the day of my birth. Why did Osama do this to me?
People tried to tell me my dad had died beneath the towers. Years later, I got a postcard. He was living in Mexico with another family. He just ran away from me.
And you lied to me.
Dad, why did you go? Oh, you left on my birthday those years ago.
They made up a story like that comedian from the league.
On September 11th, nobody's got nice things to say. My birthday's on September 11th, the day that Dad went away. He went away.
Dad.
Dad.
to meet.
Well, that was a sad story about fathers lost, and of course, one of the darkest days in American history.
Absolutely, right here in New York City.
Yeah. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great.
It's good to see you. Thanks for hopping in Roan's place. There aren't too many people that can do this.
No, Roan's a great guy.
Unbelievable. Very talented.
Very talented.
You're a very talented guy. You're blowing up.
I don't even know what happened.
Unbelievable.
Just the internet.
You've been working at Caroline's?
I was there. Now I'm I produce a podcast called The Basement Yard.
Nice.
A little cheap plug there.
Okay, no problem. But, plug it away.
Yeah, but right now we're doing that, and it's doing pretty well.
Uh-huh.
And then I was lucky enough to be come up here and hang out with you guys today.
Oh, I love it. What has been the big break for you?
The big break is obviously my smash hit, Let Me Suck Your Titties.
Yeah.
So,
I think we put that on our main Instagram account.
You did.
Which has like 5-6 million followers.
That was pretty awesome. I'm pretty grateful for
that.
Did
it go elsewhere? Did anyone else post it?
Yeah, it bounced around a little bit. Some like vlogs picked it up. Worldstar usually picks it up.
Nice.
My start was I was on Vine first.
Nice.
So I did a 6-second video. And then I was doing well there, and then the whole app disappeared. And then I was like, oh, shit, I got
a
real job.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. That was a while ago.
Were you doing well on Vine? Did you have a pretty big following?
Yeah, I had 500,000 followers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah. So we were, the titty singing community was is a tight-knit cult, I would say.
I believe it. Now, is that sort of your favorite thing to sing about? Is that typically what you sing about?
I would say most of my stuff is, like, comedy. Anytime I post anything serious, everyone's like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, they're like, it's terrible. Sing about tits. So I'm pretty typecasted in the titties. But it is my favorite thing to do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
To suck on them.
To suck on titties, for sure.
Ah, sucking on titties.
I always wonder if sucking on titties feels good to them.
I think it depends on the boy or girl,
right?
You know,
and like the velocity, the PSI of the sucking.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not a particularly... I don't have great suction.
You're not a big titty sucker?
No, I'm saying I believe me. When it comes to titty sucking, I like my fair share. Yeah. I'm just saying I'm not particularly good at it.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to get crazy, but I'm saying you're a pretty good looking guy. I'm sure you've had a share of titties.
Yeah, I sometimes I worry about it. I'm like, oh man, I need to lay back on all this titty sucking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get some milk in my mouth.
But that's well, you never know too. Yeah.
Then
you
end up hook up with a lot of women that have had children recently.
Cheap plug for yourself.
Yeah,
right,
that's what I'm saying. C-sections.
Yeah, hell
in
yeah.
In the house. Love that. When it's still fresh and she's like, don't touch that, I can't take a shower.
So you went
Because the staple.
So you went to Harvard, right?
I did.
You
yeah.
did. Graduate. How do your parents feel about you doing this?
You know, they're in favor of it now because after 7 years, I can finally support myself.
Yeah, it was the same way. My dad was like, "Yo, I don't know, man," and I was just like, "I just did a $20,000 endorsement deal for Budweiser." He's like, "All right, I can
holy
see where this
shit,
is gone.
Man! You got is that like an ad?"
Yeah, but what happened
like a commercial?
Is I took over like their account. Obviously didn't say titties on there, but no. I did like a live tweet session. I did that with them and Jolly Rancher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Things that you can suck.
Yeah.
Down a couple Bud Lights.
Well, yeah, and you know how their thing was keep on sucking. It was Jolly Rancher's tagline.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I always, see, this is the same problem that I have with nipples. Like, whenever I'm eating a Jolly Rancher or a Gobstopper or a nipple, I will suck for a while patiently, and then I get bored and I'm like, I want to get to the middle, and I bite down and the woman's like, oh my god.
But there's only a certain percentage of time you're allowed to suck a titty.
That's true.
It's kind of like in passing. Like if you're gonna go down on a girl, you suck a titty in passing. You don't stay up there forever.
Well, I don't know how long you were in eighth grade for, but that was the nipple was usually the end of the road for me. I would get there and I would stay there.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
16.
I was 13.
Wow. Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah, big dick to you there.
That's really scary.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, that's too young.
I left that experience being like, that wasn't sex. I said, that was just two people just doing something weird to each other.
They'd never.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. Was the girl a virgin as well?
Yeah. Yeah, we were school sweethearts, I guess.
Yeah, was she also 13?
She was a year older than me. Yeah. She was in ninth grade. I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Also, obviously, made me the coolest person on earth.
Well, so then, yeah, right. It's almost like you just tell people. But
sucking an eighth grader's dick and you're in ninth grade? Get out of here.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Nice. Who's
Which ninth grader's dick did you suck?
No, I didn't suck anyone's dick.
Oh, right. Okay.
Titties.
There's so much.
What's the first time you got a blowjob? For the record, no penis has ever entered my mouth willingly.
Speak for yourself. I got my first blowjob at The Jungle Book 2 in the movie theater, surrounded by all sorts of families who
didn't
had come out.
Didn't that just
out.
Come out?
No, no.
Oh, no, it was Jumanji.
Yeah, Jumanji.
I was like, oh, shit. The Jungle Book 2.
With The Rock and Kevin Hart. Was that who, or did they do one of the journeys?
No. They did Jumanji.
Oh, okay. They're always involved with sort of paleontology and sort of mythical creatures.
Your first blowjob was in a movie theater.
In a movie theater, in The Jungle Book 2, girl my age, it was like an earth-shattering experience. That was far more transcendent and like worldview shifting than the first time I had sex.
Yeah, because sex is like usually, if you really think about it, We get women off, what, once out of every 10,000 times with our penis? You know? So to actually feel somebody give you a really good blowjob, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what I've learned?
This is what coming's supposed to be like.
You know what I've learned, by the way?
Yeah.
A great blowjob should be like 80% handjob.
Well, elaborate.
Meaning, if you're just like moving your mouth back and forth as a girl, nothing's going to happen. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
But I need, like, so much hand and mouth involved. Like, hand and mouth.
Yeah, right.
You know?
You got the hammer down there, though.
Yeah, you got to get the hand and the mouth going, because the hand provides the clench.
Like this motion or like one of these?
Oh, a salt shaker?
Yeah.
Be still my heart, because then I'm in big trouble. Not going to last long.
Like knuckleball Tim Wakefield action?
I like it when the batter can't hit my dick.
Yeah.
I lost my virginity to an older girl, but I was a sophomore and she was a junior.
It still counts.
She's now a full-blown lesbian.
Oh.
And probably was then, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's constantly...
Did that hurt your morale at all?
No, I should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
I think I was one of those, like, let's cross our I's and dot our T's before, or the other way around. Yeah.
She called you Chief?
Sport.
Yeah, that was pretty good, Chief. Thanks a lot. I'll talk
called
to you
me Coach.
Coach.
All right, Coach. Good job in there.
Where was it?
That happened in my bedroom.
In your bedroom.
While my parents were away.
Mine was in a park in like the little tunnel that the children crawl through.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What do you mean the tunnel that the, like on a playground?
Yeah, you know the one that looks like a little submarine? They have the little holes there. They crawl through it to get to the other side of the jungle gym.
You brought a woman in there?
It wasn't a woman, but to me it was a woman.
The 13-year-old.
Yeah.
And you both thought this is safe enough?
Yeah, I said I'm gonna put my penis in here, and then I'm going to hopefully ejaculate. I did.
You did?
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
But I just remember walking home being like, none of that was right. Everything about that was wrong. Like, if I could go back and switch it, I would.
This is not like the instructional porn videos that I've watched. That's what, by the way, I used to watch porn as a kid, and I was like, man, this is how sex is. I got to do it just like this.
You don't watch porn anymore?
No, I did, but I'm saying, like, that was my only, let's call it, like, safety manual for sex.
Yeah.
That was my instructional video, right? So I'm losing my virginity. I pull out to come on the girl's face. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, are we not watching the same instructional videos? Because in everyone I've seen, this is how it ends.
Well, getting come on your face, that's a pre-convo.
Should be.
Because, like, while you're fucking, you'd be like, I can't wait to come on your face. And then you have to see, like, what their reaction is.
Right.
Because then the girls have no problem being like, no.
Right. Yeah.
No one's coming on anyone's face.
I'm very excited about what's happening here.
So am I, it just feels like I'm gonna shed a tear.
I have to be honest, this is my first time.
It's okay, just take your time.
It's probably important that we establish ground rules.
What do you mean?
Is it okay if I drool on you?
I mean, I guess so.
Where would you like me to come?
You tell me.
Is it okay if I save some for your face?
Absolutely not. I only do that with guys I love. For some reason, there's a certain level of love that allows you to come on my face, yeah.
Oh, bummer. That's
sorry.
My favorite spot.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, it's all right. How about on your butt?
Well, that's something that intrigues me. But if you're gonna come on my butt, you have to promise me that there won't be a lot to clean up. To clean up.
Don't worry about a thing. I think this load is gonna be low volume, cause I've jerked off twice today.
TMI, but it's cool to me. If you wanna see your cum on me, it's fine. It's actually a small dream of mine.
And what do you like yourself?
I like when you kiss my neck and then hold my breast and then trap me. Ground rules. And if you believe that I'm gonna jerk you off onto my face, you got another thing coming.
No pun intended.
How do you feel about anal?
Love it. I'm willing to try it. But if you come next to me with the hard SD and you're touching on my asshole, just make sure to put your finger in first and loosen me up.
Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Don't worry, I'll be a gentleman.
Gentleman. Gentleman.
I use the water-based lubricant.
Water-based.
It slides right into the tightest space.
The tightest of spaces. Come on my face.
After I meet your Uncle Steve.
It's hard because he lives in Michigan.
What maybe part of Michigan?
Flint. His water's not great.
Not good water. I'll bring a couple bottles, even though I care about the environment. Oh, I care.
Caring is cute. I'll let you come on me soon, but just give me a second. Oh my God, give me a couple of seconds to prep and close my eyes. I only do this with God that I love.
I think I love you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that.
Oh. But just come on my face anyway. Oh. It's fine. Are you close?
You know, it's amazing that those that lovely couple was able to establish those ground rules, because at first it was like all over the place.
Well, it's a lot of give and take.
It is.
You know?
Yeah. As long as he was willing to meet her uncle in Flint, Michigan,
yeah,
where the water will turn your dick into sashimi, then he was able to come on her face.
I wish water turned my penis into sashimi. Why is sashimi so expensive?
It is.
It's a piece of fish this big. It's $14. There's three pieces in it.
I know. Hey, I got this new girlfriend.
Do you really?
Yeah, very excited. Very cool. She's cool.
Do you claim her on Instagram?
What does that mean?
Like, do you take pictures with her on Instagram?
No, no. Too soon.
Not your real girlfriend. Let's go.
Well, but not yet. I mean, it's up. Also, I can't really put pictures of a girlfriend on my Instagram because I work at Barstool and she'll get fucking harassed.
No comments. Still got to tag her.
Yeah, they'll find her.
Yeah, they'll find her.
It's her birthday in 2 weeks. We've only been dating for like 3 days.
Like
we've
official?
We've only been official for 3 days, yeah.
Who made it official, you or her?
I think I was like, what do you think? And she was like, yep.
Look at that.
I know. It was really stupid of me to ask that question, but I really like her. I wanted to lock her down.
That's good. I'm happy you did that.
Yeah, me too. Very excited. But the point I wanted to make is I need to do something for her birthday, but we've only been dating a couple weeks, so I can't go overboard.
No.
And I don't know what to do. But I was researching omakase sushi restaurants in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can get these, like, massive, big tasting menu omakases, like, for $200 a person or something.
Yeah, they bring the like, that boat out.
Yeah. But it's only – no.
You know those, though.
Like, party platters?
Yeah. Like
sushi?
They bring out the black pearl and, like, put sushi on it.
I'm not trying to feed, like – Kandahar with my fucking sushi order.
Yeah, like feed a whole fucking like Asgard with it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do a UN security drop in a fucking starving nation here with sushi. Although that would be a wildly inefficient way to feed malnourished people.
Yeah, I know.
A village and I don't know.
Just drop those sushi boats.
Chad. Chad is the country in Africa that has the, like, lowest life expectancy.
It also has the whitest name ever.
Right?
What do you want to call it? Just call it Chad, bro.
Yeah. You'd think Chad would be filled with lacrosse players and kids who grew up at canoe school. But
yeah. A lot of lax pennies and rowing going
on
there.
Wrong. The exact opposite. Yeah. It's really a lot of Ebola and AIDS.
No one's rowing crew there.
It's rampant. However, these omakase sushi restaurants, I do think they bring out like one piece at a time.
Yeah.
You know? And you eat for like 2 hours. And this place is extremely expensive. It's called Masa.
Masa.
But it's a 3-star Michelin restaurant. I was thinking I might want to take her there almost out of just like laziness.
When's her birthday?
September 27th.
Oh, okay. So you got enough time to get a reservation.
Yeah.
Do you know what she likes to eat?
I think she eats everything.
I would find out what she likes to eat first.
Fair point.
And then just be like, hey, like, what do you like? What's like your favorite thing to eat?
Yeah.
And then like make like subtly throw it into like a Grubhub order.
Ah.
And then you plan down the line.
Grubhub. Who uses Grubhub?
Seamless.
Seamless guy. Yes. Yeah,
they're the same company.
Caviar is good.
Yeah, it's true.
Caviar is for the wealthy. Thanks so much for joining us on Fend the Musical today. I had a blast. Let's get you back in sometime when Roan's here. We could make this a 3-headed dragon.
Sounds good to me.
Awesome. Pitch your podcast one more time.
Oh, it's The Basement Yard. So it's on SoundCloud.com/The Basement Yard. It's on Apple Music as well. And then you could find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Lopriori.
Danny Lopriori, everybody, joined us today on Fend the Musical. We'll be back with you next week. Thanks for staying tuned, and we'll talk to you soon.
I turned on the news today. I'm offended, I'm offended. Then I took a glance at the front page. I'm offended, I'm offended. I heard some guys joking at my workplace. I'm offended, I'm offended. It's getting hard to find myself a safe space. I'm offended, I'm offended. If we're not offended, it's unusual. Welcome to Offended, the musical. When you get offended, it's beautiful. Welcome to Offended, the musical. It's time to get offended, the musical.